There's a verse in the Bible which says, then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. It's in 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 13. If you read the life of Manasseh, I'm sure you'll be like me, who asked the question, how on earth is Manasseh in heaven? When you read his life, when you read his behaviour, how on earth is Manasseh in heaven? He was the son of a very godly king. And when he died, Manasseh then became king. But tragically, the first thing he did when he got the power, when he got the throne, the first thing he did was undo the godly reforms of his father. How is that? How's that for evil? First thing he did, the son of a godly father, to undo the godly reforms of his father. Next, he erected a pagan idol in the house of God. Imagine erecting a pagan idol in the house of God, where God said, bring no idol into this place. King Manasseh did it. He went further than that. Manasseh worshipped the sun, and he worshipped the moon, and he worshipped the stars of heaven. The son of a godly father, stooping so low for all that. Thirdly, he used witchcraft and dabbled in the occult. Imagine not being satisfied with knocking on the doors of heaven. He knocks on the doors of hell. He used witchcraft and dabbled in the occult. He even went further. He burnt his children in the fire to please the pagan god Molech. He threw his children into the valley of the son of Hinnom, which was the refuge chip, and when it was set on fire, to please a pagan god, he threw his children in the fire. Unbelievable almost, but that's what he did. That's how far away he went from God. God wanted him back. And God sent him prophets to say to him, Manasseh, look at all that you've done. Well, all that you've done can be forgiven. All that you've done can be forgiven. Just repent. But do you know what he did? He killed the prophets. The prophets which God sent to him, he killed them all, until it was said that he made the streets of Jerusalem red with the blood of the martyrs. So how can Manasseh be in heaven? How can he make his way back to God? Can he ever know God? Well, verses 12 and 13 in 2 Chronicles are most encouraging for anyone. Let me read them. Now, when he, Manasseh, was in affliction, he implored the Lord his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers, and prayed to him. Now, did God receive him? When he implored God, when he humbled himself before God, when he prayed to him, did God say, well, try the sun, the moon, and the stars now, Manasseh? Manasseh, you gave me up for Molech. Try Molech now. Did God say that? Listen, God is not into that sort of thing. What does the Bible say? 2 Chronicles 33, verse 13. And he received his entreaty, heard his supplication, and brought him back to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. You see, the way back to God, the first step in getting forgiveness is to receive forgiveness, is to humble yourself, to repent and believe. That's the first step. In other words, taste his mercy first. There it is. He implored God. He humbled himself. He prayed. And God heard him. God granted him his request. God brought him back. It was then that Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. When he tasted his mercy, when he tasted forgiveness. Now listen, if Manasseh is in heaven, so can you be. If Manasseh is in heaven, there must be another way to heaven other than by being good enough. There must be. And that other way is by faith. It's by trusting that the death Christ died on the cross of Calvary was to pay God for all the sins of everyone who will be in heaven. To pay God for the sins of all who believe in him, follow him, trust him. In other words, as Jesus, in fact, in the Gospel of Mark, the first statement of the Gospel by Christ in Mark is, the first thing he says is the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the Gospel. All any sinner has to do is repent of behaviour, repent of sin, and believe in the Gospel. Trust that Christ's sacrificial death at Calvary was an atonement for the sins of everyone who will be in heaven. There is no other way to forgiveness but by trusting Christ. There is no other way to heaven but by trusting and depending on Christ for forgiveness and for him to take you through this life into heaven. 2 Chronicles chapter 33 verses 12 and 13. When he was in affliction, he implored the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his father and prayed to him, and he received his entreaty, heard his supplication, and brought him back to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God.